In a world shaped by yesterday's meaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in Big Bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission. We all know that 2016 is a leap year. If you don't, you just missed it. We just had an extra day for you to step into your power, to do that commitment, to be that bold, authentic, courageous, purpose-driven entrepreneur that you know you are, so that you can live your mission, you can lead your purpose, and you can affect and cause the change in the world that you are here to make. And it doesn't have to be this big, profound, global thing. It doesn't have to be finding the solution to the biggest problem. It's empowering that one plus one. Because in the infinite of one plus one plus ones that we reach as purpose-driven entrepreneurs, we make a difference in the world. There's a well-known post that investing in education, specifically conscious education, which is something that's bubbling up with two of our intuitive luminary bootcamp members, beautiful to see, is this notion of what if the answer to the next big problem is unlocked in the person who doesn't have access to that resource. But, and we may have that big solid problem to fix, of finding that resource, of creating that resource, or now 3D or even 4D printing that resource into reality to give them the tool that they need to be able to do that, to join the realms of Mark Zuckerberg and bring free internet to the world. But those are big problems. Those are exponential, expedited, way out there problems that may be out of your dream, maybe out of your scope of reality, maybe out of your whisper of what you're here to do. And let's not even put bank budgets on the table, because this isn't even about bank budgets. But just knowing that there's another way of answering that call. What if the next person who you run across in the street who's having a really bad day, if you just smile at them, they would pay it forward to somebody, who would then pay it forward to somebody, who would then see an opportunity in something to create something. That movie pay it forward isn't just a movie. It's a movement. It's a reality. It's something we do day in and day out. It's not something we have to hashtag ourselves into. It's not something we have to dial up and turn into a marketing campaign in order to be able to do. Right now, your breathing is having an impact on this planet. And by having an impact on this planet, it's having an impact on this universe. And by having an impact on this universe, it's having an impact on a soul, element, a nuance, a person, a thing, a plant, an animal, a rock that's living on this planet that is part and parcel of the answer to this biggest conundrum that we're moving towards of how do we save this planet? How do we live the most deepest authentic lives? How do we move into thrivability? And we're all driven by thrivability. We're all looking to thrive. Even the beggar on the street is looking to thrive. The guy on Wall Street is looking to thrive. our purposes and our visions and our beliefs and our values for thriving, our way of doing it, which could be at the expense of another or not, can be different. But that is a fundamental core thing that we have with every shared thing in this realm. Whether it's an idea wanting to thrive, a belief wanting to thrive, a way of life wanting to thrive, a plant wanting to thrive, an animal wanting to thrive, you wanting to thrive, to whatever extent your thrivation threshold is right now. I hope I got that right, Eleutheria. I mean, you're the queen of thrive on this, and I'll have to nitpick your brain and bring you back in to have these conversations yet again. Oh, which just sparked something for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like an answer to one of my questions. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for listening and for just in that sparking an idea, a catalytic exploitation of even having not have heard this, you've already made an impact. Now, there's a food for thought. Even not of having an engaged in the precipice of listening to this particular piece of recording, this particular podcast on the intersections between purpose, business, marketing, consciousness, branding, and leadership, where we create a shared office space to live and thrive and create and glow and illuminate and transcend and support and be who we need to be and serve how we need to serve. It's a big, big thing. Just by being on this planet, just by being of this universe, you've already put a chain reaction into place because you have played that role for me. Even if I've never met you, even if we never hear each other's voice, the fact that we share something right here, right now, in this moment, and that is possibly just the same sky, though you could be under a night sky and I could be under a day sky, the same sun, the same dream, the same atmospheric reality, the same dimension, the same desire for purpose, the same question on the tip of our lips, whatever those points of connections are, and I'm sure there are infinite number of those, we're already playing an effect in each other's realm. And we can choose whether it's a positive effect, a powerful effect, or a discriminatingly discontinuing, disingenuine, disempowering, dissing act. The act of taking away rather than adding to or holding the value of what it is that connects everything we know in our desire to thrive. And in doing that, there's a calling. In doing that, there's an element that comes up. There's a step me up to greatness question that beckons. And some of us go like, hey, wow, shawow, you know, we get riled up, we get so excited, we get so caught up in the moment and we're just like cheering and happy and everything, and we're talking in bumper stickers and we're so getting it, and our heart is pouring and our mind is thinking about all these things and racing at this beyond the speed of light, and yet we're not making it a reality. I mean, we're shape-shifting into pieces and edges and facets of it. We're crystallizing some aspects of this jewel. Ooh, got it right there. Wonder what that was about. no, it just kind of took me out of the story and made me see the story that we weave and what that reality is, and that we get so entrenched in the feeling and the reality of that as if that is the absolute truth. And yet when you get jolted and disrupted and moved out, and you just have a perspective shift, like your world literally expands as that noise expanded my immediate space, and I almost kind of fell out of my chair because the thing I was leaning on kind of shapeshifted, and I had to pull myself back, and I had to adjust my mobility, and I had to catch my breath, and I went into thinking about the recording, and oh great, do I start again? Do I do this? Like, what will they think? It's so unprofessional. It's so not this. And even in that moment, I'm doing the exact same thing that I was doing, except I'm going into my spiral of doubt and thought, and it's just kind of murky, and I'm already running out of things to say because it's drying up fast. And on those two continuums, we find ourselves being pulled deeper in or deeper out of something, rather than standing in the singularity in the moment and the what if, but also the what is true and truth. And I'm trying to tie this in somewhere, but it'll come around. That wedging kind of took me out of my element, and now I'm kind of trying to find my feet in this conversation that we're having between souls, between businesses, between purposes, between creating something that's actually even beyond sustainable, in moving into the magic of what's compelling us to have a deeper conversation and what's really possible in that space. And on that note alone, it's this idea of purpose has always been this thing about your passion, but it's not. It's beyond that. There are all these capillaries, there's this network, there's this nebula, there's this signature framework for creating a next level purpose that is uniquely distinctive to who you are and the experiences you've had. And even if you're 100% sure you know where you are and where you're landing right here, right now, which is great, I from kindergarten kind of knew that I needed to be in the entertainment industry. I'm going to be writing books. I'm going to be doing all these kinds of things. And even though I didn't know what shape and form it all took, I knew that that would come up. And in keeping that in my perspective and seeing it honor itself and come back around full circle in so many different ways, under so many different guises, in so many different lights, it's still evolving. It's that, but it's beyond that. It's this permeable incantation that's constantly, and can't think of another C word, in motion. And that's profound, that's compelling, and that's the compelling act of knowing that there's magic in something that's being asked of you right now, or something that's being thrown at you right now. That challenge is an opportunity dressed up, that work is an opportunity to make a difference, that our perceptions limit our possibilities and therefore create our plausibilities that don't actually allow us to be the souls we need to be, to create the service we need to create, so that we can transcend the things we need to transcend by empowering our tribe, our collectives, our partners, our environments, our communities, our neighbors, our clients. The one guy who we smile at down the street who's just having a bad day, to creating a new reality, a new dimension, a singular point of choice that we make that can move reality in another direction. And that is a singular point in an infinite web of moments that you determine, and you choose to determine with each breath, which is with each blink of the eye, with each unconscious, soul conscious, super conscious, and conscious act that you do, and anything that lives in between that we may not know of just yet, that lives in the realm of, well, let's leave that all in the mystery of that, because it feels like it needs to stay in the mystery of all of that, don't you think? There's magic compelling you right now. And I'm not talking about hocus pocus. I'm not talking about casting spells. I'm not talking about voodoo that you do. I'm not talking about the way we imprint ourselves into another and play a power game to either add power to or take power from. I'm just talking about meeting that moment. Signing up for that signature that you're creating. Being a part of that biggest, boldest conversation. And that's something that's been coming up in March. It's something I shared on Instagram, and I'm trying to remember the wording of it, but it was this idea that this month is about conversations bubbling up. It's about risk coming in. It's about boldness and courage shaping your next breath, your next decision, your next action, instead of your next reaction. It's that singular thing that we can't put a pulse on, but I know you know. And it's not a mind no, it's not a textbook no, it's not a thing that you can kind of play forward into words. It's this intangible, intuitive, wholehearted resonance that if you allow yourself to have, can change everything. It already has changed everything. You just haven't let go of the controls to allow it to be what it needs to be. You're still holding greatness in the smallest container that you can, because you're scared that you're going to lose the light. When instead you're creating a power source that is irreversibly much bigger than that light bulb moment. That by containing it in this little thing, you're actually distilling it. You're actually crippling it, because it'll never take its true embodiment and its truest form. So, I guess the invitation in that compelling moment is to unleash yourself into it. I may not be the kind of girl who, kind of woman, when you repeat that, I may not be the kind of woman who jumps off buildings, jumps out planes. I would not particularly want to hold a tarantula anytime soon. I wouldn't eat that squid that I shared on Facebook today. It was a Japanese dish, a Chinese dish, that of a recently killed squid. But if you pour soya sauce or something over it, its cells still remember movement, and it actually looks like it's alive, and it's actually kind of dancing around the plate. And once it's finished dancing, you can just like chunk into it. But it actually looks like it's alive, its like you resurrected it, and who knows, maybe you actually did. I mean, did we actually ask the squid if it came back to life? Maybe that was the heart palpitation that they needed. Maybe like soy sauce is like their secret back to life elixir, and you brought it back to life, and now you're cutting into it. And, oh God, I don't even want to think about that. Oh man, I should not have looked at that video. The things we do in order to drive a point, in order to grow, in order to make our lifestyle shifts, in order to rethink sushi, in order to have conversations, in order to push the needle, in order to catalytically poke a hole in something that we haven't seen there to be, and we haven't allowed ourselves the feels that we can take the blinkers off and look at the reality of what it is we're creating. And that then takes me back to the visual post of, because of all the toxics that we're throwing to the ocean, there are animals in the ocean that are getting cancer because we gave them cancer. Man, is that the world we want to live in? Is that the world we want to gift to ourselves? Because in that world, we're creating mass exodus. We're creating our own end rather than creating our own beginning. There's magic in the beginning, and every moment is a beginning and a continuum and an end and an infinite loop upon itself, beyond itself, within itself, within the DNA of itself, around itself, everything to, unto itself and others. It just is. And that reminds me, I've bookmarked an article that I want to read about how the universe or quantum physics has recently put out a particular thread that there was no Big Bang theory, that the universe has always been. In terms of that there was no beginning and there was no end, but that doesn't mean that the Big Bang did not happen, because the Big Bang we know is part of a driving supernova principle that unleashes itself onto the world and still creates worlds and creates the myopic, microscopic elements that make me and you the same. Jeez. You know, I was coming into this podcast kind of going, okay, so we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about that, we're going to talk about this. And as always, there's a divergence. I mean, there's points definitely being raised, there's elements being threaded in, there's realities being struck, there's the space-time continuum going into play, there's the honoring. Oh my gosh, let me just honor in this space since I have you here. And listening, the change makers that are luminescent in their own creation. I can only share two celebrations publicly. The one is celebrating to Wendy Ward, who has made the thought leadership panel, for her resilient or brilliant or luminescent body of work that she's put around a new way of being, a new lifestyle, a new mentality, just go with me on this, of principles that govern everything, really, and to Aurélie Lemure for listening to the whisper, which became a thread, which became a passion, which became a purpose, which evolved into a song, which became a mission, and is now funding on Indiegogo as Voice the Change, a Call to Joy, a conscious education movement, a empowered community upliftment program, and a education containment prism of what's actually possible and how your mind and how everything that you're creating is yours for the making. And beyond. I mean, I'll be sharing a post about that on the Facebook page a little bit later in terms of the realm that she's bubbling up and the threads that she's connecting in all those different ways. But I just wanted to congratulate her for reaching $800 on her mark. It's still not the 250K mark that she's working towards, that she needs to be able to move around Africa and empower tomorrow's leaders today to bring in the older generations and channel their worth so that they can contribute back to society in a new and meaningful way that age and body and physicality has judged that they cannot and should not contribute to or are not capable of being involved in that conversation anymore. By fusing opposite ends of the spectrum around education, around empowerment, and the gift of using voice as a catalytic tool to getting what you want. I mean, it's that simple. Voicing it, making it, appreciating it, acknowledging it, birthing it into reality, and not just saying it for the blah, blah, blah effect, but saying it with the intention of making it. And again, I'll be sharing that on the Facebook page and across the feed so that you can see that. And if you go to the Global Movement Summit website, there will be a dedicated place where you can also go and connect and press and contribute to that, because it is such a thread and such a luminary job that she's taken on board, and she's doing it. She's been doing it. She's a champion of it. But now she needs more love, more resources, more power to it, to be able to amplify, magnify, and multiply the effect of it. So those are two amazing pieces of content that I can honestly, truthfully, and absolutely share with you. And beyond. I mean, I think we're kind of wrapping up on our time limit. So in essence, it's what you choose, it's what you make it, it's how you meet the moment, it's how you want to be of service, because your unique contribution, whether it is a grand movement of changing the education system or rewriting the way we learn to be human, to just giving a client the product that will change their life, or empowering them to see something from a new perspective, to just giving a dollar, a rand, a rupee, a zloty, a pound to a homeless person, to just a smile on a crowded street of people who are all trying to move into connection, but are just bouncing off each other as if that connective thread didn't exist in the space between the departure and the arrival. Those are the kinds of conversations we're having. Those are the conversations that we just had. And those are the kind of conversations I love to have, if you haven't figured that out already. And with that is a song. It's the song behind Aurelie's Voice the Change movement. It's one of the songs that has kind of been leading her luminous way, and it's an element of her crowdfunding campaign. And I think you'll like it. You may have heard it on the website. If not, it's all about moving forward together, because we are in this all together. And we are in a circle, in a continuum, that of co-creators serving one another. Whether you're on the giving or the receiving end, we need all parties to be in this dance party, to be able to do the tango of passion, purpose, and transformation. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for honoring yourself. Thank you for creating and leading with purpose. Onwards, inwards, upwards with purpose.
Give yourself permission. Permission to be amazing, bold, generous, valued, celebrated, inspired, and transformed. Because when you choose to live from courage and be authentically real, and you choose to make the moment, meet the moment, step up and step in, being the true illuminary that you really are, and honoring the supernova within, that's when you honor the invitation to greatness. For more information, head on over to www.lenaski.com.